This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing all kinds of challenges. On Friday, the Defense Department, the Pentagon, announced that it was sending reinforcements to the Gulf after what it called increasing harassment by Iran of ships in the oil-rich waters of the Persian Gulf. At the same time, Russia is obtaining more attack drones from Iran after depleting its stockpile. And one of NATO's crucial allies, Turkey, had a presidential election that was incredibly close. No candidate won a majority, though Erdogan, the incumbent authoritarian, came close to winning a majority. With all of that going on, the Ukrainian president is on a whirlwind trip to Europe, where he is being hailed with tremendous expressions of support in Italy, surprisingly, France, and most recently in Britain. So what is going on with the threat of nuclear war? There's a new novel about that. The novel is called Total Empire, and it's not written by just anybody. It's written by General A.J. Tata, who is a Brigadier General, U.S. Army retired, who most recently performed the duties of Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the Pentagon. He has also commanded combat units in the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions, both very elite outfits, as people know, and the 10th Mountain Division. General Tata, it is a pleasure to speak to you again, and congratulations on your new book, Total Empire. Total Empire is about a nuclear threat. In terms of the real nuclear threats right now from Europe, from Iran, from the Middle East in general, what is the most serious and immediate nuclear threat we face?
Hey, Michael, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me. And yeah, Total Empire is all about Chinese nuclear threats. But what I would say right now is the brinksmanship that we're playing with Russia and Ukraine is probably the most pressing nuclear threat. And quite frankly, China is growing their nuclear capability very rapidly. They have a very aggressive program. So that's a significant threat. And then, of course, any kind of assistance that Russia and China give to Iran to build their nuclear weapons, that's a threat as well. And so the world is literally on fire right now with significant man-made threats with nuclear weapons that can literally reach the United States, whether it's China or Russia. And what we're seeing in the Middle East is this destabilization that has continuously gone on from the Iranian theocracy there, that the folly of the Iraq war was that we took out the Arabic counter to the Persian drive to move across Southwest Asia, and the Shia government there in Baghdad now allows a certain level of discontent fomented by Iran and the Shia militia groups in the eastern part of Iraq. And so what we have is essentially Iran bridging across Southwest Asia, and couple that, Michael, with our energy dependence now. We were energy independent. Now we rely on this oil coming from the Persian Gulf, and now we have to send troops back over there to keep the ship is open. So the domestic policy of shutting down energy production has significant foreign policy and defense policy impacts, in that it requires us to rely on other regions of the world for something that we can do at home.
I know that they just declared over the weekend a ceasefire between Israel and Islamic Jihad. The ceasefire appears to be holding after more than 800 rockets were sent from Islamic Jihad, a terrorist group, to attack the state of Israel. About a fourth of those rockets reportedly fell on Gaza itself and killed, in some cases, innocent Gazans. Well, my understanding, speaking to my sources in Israel, is that Islamic Jihad is entirely a product of the Iranian government, that unlike Hamas, which is to some extent competitive with it, that Islamic Jihad is basically the equivalent of a Palestinian-Iranian militia. Do you know anything about this group?
Yeah, that's very accurate, what you've been told. You know, you got Hezbollah in the north, you have Islamic Jihad in the west or the east and south, and then all the way down in Yemen, you got the Houthi rebels, and then inside Iraq, you have the Shia militia group. So this is the exportation of insurgent capability by Iran to destabilize the Southwest Asia, and in particular, focus like a laser on Israel to prepare the battlefield for their Iran's drive to remove Israel from the face of the earth. It's a very pure mission that they have. They hate the Jewish people, and they want them gone. And that is who this current administration has been negotiating with to try to figure out something on the Iran nuclear deal, which in and of itself was folly because it didn't require any cessation of exactly what we're talking about right now, which is the support by Iran of all these different militia groups up and down from Israel down to Yemen.
I know that one of the things that you've written about, and again, the new book, the novel Total Empire, is one of a series of best-selling thrillers that you've written. But one of the things you've written about very seriously, which isn't so thrilling, it's actually alarming, is the problems we're having with recruitment. What do you think the top priority has to be to try to fill up some of the gaps to have people join this all-volunteer military that we're very proud of?
Yeah, so, Michael, that's a real issue that we're facing today. The you know, America's parents and America's sons and daughters have pretty faithfully provided either their sons and daughters or the men and women themselves have elected to serve until a couple of years ago. And what's changed is we've got an administration that values this extreme anti-racist, extreme transgender theology that they are pushing on young men and women that don't want to really have anything to do with it. It is not a mainstream, particularly mainstream of those who typically would join the military philosophy. I think most are great Americans and say, look, I don't care what you think you are, or just don't make me believe it. I don't care if you think America is a bad country, just don't make me believe it. And so when you have these things being taught in our military academies and in our militaries, then what you see is that people don't want to participate in an institution that is teaching their recruits that America is a bad country.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Michael Medved show, there is a new study from Pew Research Center, and the study proclaims that two-thirds of Americans say they have ended a friendship. And why? Due to politics, religion, COVID. It's a complicated matter, actually. Breaking up is hard to do. A recent YouGov survey asked Americans about friend breakups, whether they've initiated them or been broken up with, and the best way to initiate them. Most, 68% of Americans, have decided to end a friendship and followed through with it, while 24% say they have not. People who are members of Generation X, 73%, or baby boomers, are more likely than millennials or Gen Zers to have broken up with a friend. And that partially might just be because those other generations have been alive longer. They're older. They've gone through more in life. And these definitions of the birth years are not definitive. Of course, it's complicated, and people tend to generalize. For instance, there are many people who are baby boomers who are getting close to 80. Generally, if you're a baby boomer, you're over 60. But all of this is not a definitive answer. Baby boomers are more likely than younger generations to be unsure whether anyone has ended a friendship with them. The one thing about this whole study that seems to me, when I apply it to my own experience, friendships go in and out. Sometimes, based upon circumstances, you are very close to people, and you see a great deal of people, and you spend a lot of time with them. And then there are other circumstances in your life, when you move, or you change your job, or if a marriage breaks up, things become different. And I think that generally the fact that they have this study that shows that, yes, people do break up friendships, can politics actually damage a friendship? In my case, there certainly are people who whose politics used to be very similar to mine. And when you look at the Republican Party, I don't know many Republicans who refused to support George W. Bush when he was a candidate for president twice. Or for that matter, Mitt Romney was a candidate who unified Republicans. There are other candidates who are more divisive, which brings us to some of the coverage of the weekend for DeSantis. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, which a piece by John McCormick and Alex Leary. It says, "For DeSantis, Iowa is a place to make a stand." And the dateline is Sioux Center, Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has visited four times as many cities as former President Donald Trump this year in the state that will host the first Republican presidential nomination contest early next year. It is an early indication of how important Iowa will be for Mr. DeSantis, who is expected to announce a presidential bid by next month. After losing ground to Mr. Trump in polls of the still-forming race, he needs to find a place to make a stand in a party where the former president remains dominant. Aides say that they hope that Iowa, where Mr. Trump finished second in the 2016 campaign, could be that place. And the idea of finishing second, he finished second to Ted Cruz. And this time, if President Trump finishes second in Iowa this time to Ron DeSantis or someone else, anyone else, I think his campaign is very much in trouble because he has been running so far ahead and the expectations are so high that he would be the nominee. Mr. Trump was scheduled to hold a rally Saturday night in Des Moines, but he canceled hours before, citing a tornado watch, and said he would reschedule. He has visited just one Iowa city this year, even though he announced his third consecutive presidential bid roughly half a year ago. Virtually all declared or likely GOP candidates have spent more time in Iowa than he has. Mr. DeSantis headlined two events Saturday in the Hawkeye State, including a one in this deeply conservative rural community that would be Sioux Center, deeply conservative rural community in northwest Iowa. The governor later showed up at a barbecue restaurant in Des Moines, and a camera-friendly stop added after Mr. Trump postponed his event nearby. After a nearly 40-minute speech at a picnic fundraiser sponsored by Representative Randy Feenstra, the area's GOP congressman, Mr. DeSantis shook hands, posed for photos, briefly flapped meat on the grill, and said his children would love attending this summer's Iowa State Fair. He also apparently appeared on stage with his wife, Casey, who was a big hit, and generally he was a big hit. Without naming Mr. Trump, Mr. DeSantis also took a veiled shot at the electoral record of the former president and some of his high-profile endorsees. We must reject the culture of losing that has infected our party in recent years, he said, before suggesting 2024 could be a strong year for Republicans. If we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past, on the other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again, and I think it will be very difficult to recover from that defeat. The super PAC backing Mr. DeSantis, which had a significant presence at the event with signs and literature and pledge cards, reported new endorsements for him from 37 Iowa GOP legislators ahead of his arrival. Mr. Trump's campaign later Saturday touted endorsements from more than 150 elected officials, but they weren't members of the legislature necessarily. It could have been local and party activists in all 99 Iowa counties. Is the fight in Iowa going to be crucial? Well, it almost always is, because it gives you an indication of who's seriously competitive and who is not. We'll be back with more on the shape of the Senate races coming up for 2024 on the MedVet Show.
Michael Medved.
Wow, I'm totally, rah-rah MedVet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress before June. President Biden took to Twitter this morning to send a message to police officers for National Police Week, which kicks off today.
Being an officer isn't just what you do. It's who you are. You serve, protect, defend, and represent the best in all of us.
Tens of thousands of law enforcement officers from all around the world come to Washington, D.C. each year to participate in a number of planned events to honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. Total borrowing across all categories rose nearly $150 billion during the first quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Trump did not make it to Iowa, where he was supposed to be staging a rally in Des Moines. There are pictures of Uncle Sam being there. Apparently, they did not have a tornado. They did not have rain. They had sunshine. But no rally. However, President Trump did give his fans a chance to win dinner with him in New Jersey. Wow. This is clip 9. Listen.
How would you like to have dinner with your all-time favorite president, me, when the day before my birthday I'm hosting a dinner at my beautiful golf course at Bedminster, and I'm inviting one lucky winner and a guest of your choice to join us? I'll take care of the flight, your accommodations, and your dinner. All I ask is that you make a contribution of any amount to win back the White House from crooked Joe Biden, and you will be automatically entered to win. So I look forward to seeing you there. Let's see what happens. Good luck. Get out and vote. Make sure you register and watch the process. Make sure they keep it honest, because we're going to take back the White House and make America great again. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know how many. Do you know, Jeremy, did they indicate how many people are going to get the free dinner at Bedminster in New Jersey? And one of the people he may not invite to that New Jersey event are some of the people who are participating in the Miami event at the Trump Doral Country Club in this Reawaken America tour that is led by General Mike Flynn. Now, General Flynn, you may remember, was the National Security Advisor for President Trump for 3 weeks, and then he was fired for lying to the FBI, and in fact he pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, but later he was pardoned by President Trump. He has been leading this group, which includes Alex Jones, by the way. It includes Charlie Kirk. It included the Charlie Ward and Scott McKay. They were dropped because of protests from Alan Dershowitz. Alan Keyes is part of the tour. It is a tour of religiously revival-minded Americans. And President Trump called them up at his hotel where this gathering is taking place, and he spoke directly to General Flynn. It sounded like this. This is clip 21.
General Flynn, he's some general, he's some man. He took abuse like nobody could have handled, and he came out bigger, better, stronger than ever before. We love him. He's a leader. And you just stay wealthy and healthy and well and everything. I want you to have great lives in general. You just have to stay healthy because we're bringing you back. We're going to bring you back.
My wife's going crazy.
Well, we're proud of you, General. I'll tell you what. And I knew it from day one. You're really somebody very special. And when I hear that applause in the audience, when I just say a few nice things, I could go on for a long time about you. But we're very proud of you. And, you know, we're leading the polls by a lot. We just get a poll that we're leading the Republican opponent by 30 points in Florida, which is pretty good. And we're leading Biden. We're leading Biden by 11 points. We're leading everybody.
Okay, there was one of the speakers for the Reawaken America tour, not Alex Jones, but somebody else, whose name is, she identifies as a prophet, and her name is Amanda Grace, and she had these memorable remarks that she contributed at the Trump National Doral in Miami as part of the Reawaken America event. Clip 20, listen.
There's wickedness attempting to completely cover this nation in perversion and seductive, seducing spirits. I have never seen more images of more mermaids and water people in my life. That's a division in the kingdom of darkness, and they're highly technologically advanced. And we have to understand what we're dealing with. And we have to understand the rules of engagement in spiritual warfare. And we are meant for hand-to-hand combat. And we are meant to bring our cries before the throne of God to bring judgment on the rulers of darkness of this world and of this nation. Because the rulers have set up a throne in this nation. They've set it up. Darkness has completely covered and eclipsed the White House of this nation.
Okay, I think that the fact that she's so focused on technological mermaids and water people is kind of an indication she's not going to be a fan of the new live-action Little Mermaid, which is coming out in a couple of days. The idea that Reawaken America is going to help to facilitate American reconciliation and people actually working together? Well, maybe debates, more discussions, like the discussion that President Trump enjoyed so much with Caitlin Collins last week. Those debates will help to unite America. Really? Chris Christie on ABC TV was talking about how he believes, despite the fact that Trump has said he will not participate in the first two debates, Chris Christie believes that he will consider that, reconsider it, and participate indeed. Listen, this is clip three.
His ego will not permit him not to be on that stage. There cannot be a TV camera on.
He's already skipped one debate. I remember back in 2016 in Iowa, he skipped the Fox debate.
He petulantly skipped one debate, yeah. Yeah. And in the end, though, he was at every other debate, because he believes, I can tell you this, okay, for being the guy who prepped him for debates in 16 and in 20, he believes he will win every debate he's in. And that ego part of him will prevent him from skipping.
Okay, and concerning the impact of the sexual assault verdict, here is what one of President Trump's opponents, Nikki Haley, who's also running for president, a former U.N. ambassador, had to say about that. This is clip four.
I want to ask you, as a conservative woman, do you think it undermines your party if the Republican frontrunner is someone who was just found liable, legally liable, for sexually abusing a woman?
I have always said that anyone that feels like they have been sexually
assaulted in any way should come forward and have their voice heard. I also think anyone that's been accused should be able to defend themselves. I was not on the jury. I am not the judge. I think that both of them had their voices heard. There has been a verdict and there's been an appeal.
President Trump was offered, that's for Trump to defend, and that's Trump to decide that. He gave a deposition, but he didn't go in to defend himself, and it was a jury that came to this conclusion. Are you drawing into question the legal findings?
No, I said there's a verdict, and I think there's been an appeal, and I think it stands where it stands, and I think the American people need to make a decision based on that.
And there is more having to do with the idea that the 2020 was a stolen election, which, by the way, is a very major theme in this Reawaken American tour. Speaking of stolen elections, there's a piece, the lead piece in the hotline this morning, is keeping the Senate blue, meaning Democratic, will be a brutally difficult endeavor that requires losing no more than one seat in more than a half dozen red and purple state races. If Democrats can run against ultra-conservative or Trump-aligned candidates in those races, though, they believe they have a much better chance. The Democratic Senate Campaign Committee Chair Gary Peters, Senator from Michigan, said the folks who win Republican primaries tend to be the extreme candidates, and that will be an opportunity for us. An opportunity for us, indicating that they'll do what they did successfully last time during the campaign of 2022. What they did is they actually paid money and interfered with Republican primaries to get Republicans nominated who had no chance. That would be a shame. There is, by the way, a new Republican candidate for governor of the state of Washington. Who is it? We'll tell you and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
That is really extreme.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be looking at the race for control of the U.S. Senate, which is very much part, a crucial part of the election that is coming up in 2024. And with the Senate so close, being divided by one vote, it will make an enormous difference. Because particularly if a Republican wins for president, if a Republican wins for president and we have a new Republican vice president, then the Republicans only need one pickup in the Senate. And they have three that they're aiming for, very, very Republican states that right now have Democratic senators. One of them was West Virginia with Joe Manchin. And if Joe Manchin does run as a third-party candidate for president or a Democrat for president, whatever he does, if he doesn't run for re-election, West Virginia is gone. That will be a Republican seat, and Governor Jim Justice is very likely to win. Then there's also Ohio, which is increasingly Republican. I mean, Mike DeWine, the Republican governor, won there by, 25 points? There's a huge blowout in this last election, 2022. President Trump won by 9 points. So it's very likely that Sherrod Brown, the Democratic incumbent, is going to have a tough time there. And then Montana, which is, again, a strongly Republican state where Trump got about 60% of the vote. And right now they have John Tester, who is being challenged by another statewide office holder, the congressman, Rosendale. So those are seats that the Republicans are likely to pick up. Are the Republicans likely to pick up the governor's chair in the state of Washington? The answer would be, well, why not? I mean, within memory, we have had very, very close races for governor. We had a tie race in 2004. That's not that long ago. I know it's 20 years ago. But Dino Rossi and Christine Gregoire were tied. She officially won that race by, 127 votes after four recounts and very dubious recounts, you could say. And then Rob McKenna, who ran against the second time, against Jay Inslee. Rob McKenna, the state attorney general, who had served two terms, one handily for attorney general, he came within 2 percentage points of winning the governorship. So it's not impossible to think that there could be a Republican governor of California. Is it possible that that candidate will be Dr. Raul Garcia? He is an emergency room physician. He's a good candidate. He ran last time in 2020 for governor. He finished fifth in the primary. And remember, the way we do it in Washington is they had a whole bunch of Republicans running, including Lauren Culp, who had finished second in the primary and then got into the general election. But is it conceivable that this time Dr. Garcia will do better and will actually do better than fifth or fourth or third and be in the top two and be able to run against the likely Democratic candidate, who is Bob Ferguson? Who knows? But it's worthwhile that at least he's making the effort to put forward Republican ideas with a vehicle of an admirable American success story. Meanwhile, admirable American success story, there's also the ongoing DeSantis comeback that people are talking about. He had a good weekend in Iowa. And if he wins in Iowa, well, it's a very, very major victory. And he actually spoke against a GOP culture of losing. And I think that was important. And he was asked by a reporter about whether he believes that Trump lost the election in 2020 or if it was a stolen election. And he dodges the question just a bit. This is clip 19.
You said during an event in Iowa over the weekend that the GOP needs to reject a culture of losing. Do you acknowledge that Trump lost and there wasn't all this fraud that he talks about?
Well, I look at the last however many election cycles. 2018, we lost the House. We lost the Senate. 2020, Biden becomes president. We lost the Senate in 2020. Biden becomes president and has done a huge amount of damage. Very unpopular in 2022. And we were supposed to have this big red wave. And other than like Florida and Iowa, I didn't see a red wave across this country. And so I think the party has developed a culture of losing. I think that there's not accountability. And I think in Florida, we really showed what it takes to not just win, win big, and then deliver big.
Look, I do think it'll be helpful for Republicans to acknowledge that the election wasn't stolen. The stolen election narrative is not going to help anybody. It's not going to help President Trump, I don't think. DeSantis also showed a touch of self-deprecating humor, which is always a healthy thing for a politician, this concerning a 2011 book that nobody seemed to pay attention to, a book that DeSantis wrote. This is clip 6.
I got into politics running for Congress in 2012 because I was motivated to oppose the policies of Barack Obama. I had even written at the time a book, which about a dozen people read, that outlined my concerns and why I didn't think his agenda was consistent with the aspirations of our founding fathers. And I believed it then and I believe it now.
Okay, well, again, for DeSantis to get some laughs for just a tiny amount of self-deprecating humor. And then he spoke in Iowa about a bill that he put through banning diversity programs and certain courses and majors like gender studies at Florida public universities. Listen, clip 13.
What this bill is saying is, you know, some of these niche subjects like critical race theory, other types of DEI-infused courses and majors, Florida's getting out of that game. If you want to do things like gender ideology, go to Berkeley. Go to some of these other places. That's fine. It's fine. And there's nothing, if that's what you want to do, there's nothing wrong with that, per se. But for us, with our tax dollars, we want to focus on the classical mission of what a university is supposed to be.
Okay, again, this is, as a number of people have pointed out, a more effective Ron DeSantis. Quickly, this is Karl Rove talking about the Iowa trip of DeSantis, clip 12.
Well, we're at the beginning of this process. Remember, Hillary Clinton was way ahead in Iowa of a fellow named Barack Obama and was upset on caucus night. I frankly thought it was a good start for DeSantis. He wisely did. In Iowa, they'd like to see up close and personal. They don't want to be part of a 10,000-person crowd or a 5,000. They want to see up close and personal. And he had several events like that. I thought it was good. I was very impressed with his legislative endorsements. The Republican Senate president and the Republican House leader both endorsed him along with 30 of their colleagues. That's a strong start. And he's being hosted by the Republican congressman in western Iowa, Randy DeFensera, and that's a Republican stronghold when it comes to the caucus.
Okay, that's Karl Rove on Ron DeSantis, who, again, after a number of mistakes and misstating his position on Ukraine and serious blunders, seems to be righting what had been a listing ship. They are going to be announcing his formal candidacy, they say, by the end of the month. They're actually moving to new campaign headquarters. There's also reports of two new candidates for president, one of whom has run for president before, the other of whom never has. But they're both formidable people, both Republicans. Who are they? We will tell you that coming up on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking seriously about what is at stake here with the struggle for the U.S. Senate and what is the impact of the presidential nomination likely to be. Who would be the best winner for Republicans to actually take back the Senate? We'll be talking with Josh Kroshauer of Axios about that. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.